Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from California IA, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and hello to everybody.
I can't see him.
That's right.
We got pea soup fog rolling in again tonight, and I can't see him on the porch. It's warm. We got some Buffalo Bills fans up there. I saw them walking around earlier with their jerseys, so they're here. But I don't think they expect you to come down here and be in this big, thick, dense fog.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, it's all over the coastline there, for sure.
It's all over the state of Florida, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, across the I-4 corridor over to the East Coast, and we'll get into all that in a little bit. All righty, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I want to give a big shout out to everybody that came over to Mission Barbecue yesterday for lunch and honored the day, Pearl Harbor Day. We did have a World War II veteran in our midst, and everybody got a chance to meet him. By the way, Kyle, wait till you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
We had a husband and wife that walked up to me, and Craig Gross, my good friend, says, Captain, come here. And I went over, and he pulled me over, and there was a man and a woman walked up to me. They had driven all the way from Prescott, Arizona, to come to Tampa, because they heard me say that I was going to be having lunch there. They had a couple of things to do in here in Tampa. They were on vacation. Then they were going over to Disney and over to Points East in Florida. But how about that?
Well, that is amazing. That is really cool.
Yep. And I want to thank them very much for showing up, as well as all the other people that we had there yesterday. We had a good crowd, and everybody understood what the meaning of the day was, Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 80 years later. Now, Vladdy and Joby had a very strange Zoom call. Biden couldn't get his microphone turned on to begin with.
Right.
And he was the one having the problem, not the system. It was him.
Well, right. you know, this whole thing, Captain, watching the video that was released and some of the readout that was given, this is really a strange kind of video call. Here you have Vladimir Putin, who has at least 100,000 or more, some say 175,000 troops ready to go into Ukraine. They have all kinds of equipment, everything they possibly could ever need to make this happen. And Joe Biden's going to be talking to him about, I guess, economic sanctions or these kinds of things. That's what the administration's talking about. And the look on Vladimir Putin's face, and I hate to say it because this is a real, real big deal. I hate to say it, but the look on Vladimir Putin's face was, I'm just doing this for show. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to accomplish, and Joe Biden can't stop me.
That's right, because it didn't start well, because the first release of information from the call wasn't from Joe Biden or the United States. It was from Russia and what had gone on and talking about Biden had problems trying to hook up to the call and this, that, and the other and all that, which was on his end, not Putin's end. They got that out there right away. So right away they'd established that the Biden was the one having the trouble. But then when you took a look at them, you know, the two of them going back and forth, it's head and shoulders. Putin stands head and shoulders above Biden. Biden was like a little kid fumbling with a cookie box trying to get the last cookie.
Well, it's very, very concerning, Captain, because in a very short period of time, we could live in a very different world in terms of Russia vis-a-vis Ukraine, China vis-a-vis Taiwan, and what exactly would the American president do? What would he be capable of doing? You know, we hear about the idea of troops and this kind of stuff. I don't think that's ever really necessarily been on the table, although technically everything is always on the table. But I don't know that the sanctions that they're talking about are going to be as persuasive, because I think Vladimir Putin, he wants the oil, he wants the natural resources in Ukraine. He knows his economy is primarily based on this, basically. I don't think he's converting to electric cars anytime soon. He wants to dominate. That's his mindset. And I know you can't cobble back together the Soviet Empire, per se, in practical terms, but I think he wants to do everything he can in that direction.
Well, I don't want to be picky when you're supposed to be on an extremely serious call warning Putin off of the war against Ukraine, but I saw an amateur versus a seasoned professional yesterday. Biden was the amateur. He did not impress me. I'm sure he did not impress the world. And all that fumbling around that he was trying to do while Putin sat there very composed, very reserved, was noticeable. All right, folks, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you about by our friends at MyPillow. Now, MyPillow.com is a website to go to, and you can go there, and using the promo code CAPTAIN, you can get tremendous discounts on everything that you see listed there on the website. Now, there's also a page called the Radio Listeners page. It's a Radio Listeners Specials page, to be specific. You click on the link there, it's a banner link. You go right into that Radio Listener Specials room, and you'll see perhaps as many as 100 different items there with some absolutely rock-bottom prices. And I'm telling you, you'll be able to save up to 75%. Again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them up and place your order at 800-641-5459. Now, here's the good thing. Christmas time, right around the corner, you can do all your Christmas shopping right there. There's something for everybody at MyPillow.com. And believe me when I tell you, I mean exactly what I'm saying. Your dog, your cat, your kids, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your grandmas, your grandpas, your wife, yourself, whatever. There's something there for everybody with the hundreds of items that they have on a website. MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459 and speak to a live person. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I understand we got breaking news coming out of New York.
We certainly definitely do, Captain. Earlier this evening, or early this morning, depending on the time zone, at West 48th Street and 6th Avenue, that's where Fox News is
headquartered
in the city of New York, in New York City. Well, Captain, somebody set the Christmas tree outside of the Fox News studios on fire.
No, wait a minute. Are you talking about that big red, white, and blue one that they just had the light ceremony for?
That's right. The big
50-foot
high tree. It had 10,000 glass ornaments, 100,000 lights. It took over 21 hours to put it together, Captain, and somebody burned it down in just the space of a few minutes. First responders were on the scene. We understand from one news report, this from the NBC affiliate in New York, they watched some NYPD officers apprehending what appeared to be a suspect near the tree just after midnight, so that may have been the person who set the fire. But it certainly destroyed the tree and a lot of hard work, and obviously, yes, a lot of people who might have watched Fox News' Christmas tree lighting special would be completely familiar with this.
I did.
50-foot high tree, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did, so I am familiar with it.
Yeah, very sad.
Oh, wow. What a pathetic world we live in when somebody does something like that. A beautiful tree. And by the way, it was not a real tree. It was artificial. But still, red, white, and blue, symbolic of the country, and somebody's got to torch the thing.
Well, right, right. Now, I'm wondering, Captain, if we're going to be hearing a lot of condemnations, perhaps, from different folks. I guess maybe we might be waiting.
You mean like AOC?
Yeah, perhaps so. Mm-hmm. I think we might be waiting a long time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think anybody will say much of anything. And if they do, it would be the right thing to do, and God forbid if they do the right thing, right?
Right. But obviously now what we know, at least at this point, we don't have any reports of anybody being injured as a result of this.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes, but to set a fire of that scale, that's obviously reckless in the absolute extreme.
Now, Dana Perino also chimed in about the Biden and Putin exchange, and she said, thanks to Biden, Putin now holds all the cards and all the leverage. I totally agree with that statement.
Yeah, Dana Perino is right on the money, on this, obviously. Captain, I just can't imagine that somehow the White House thought this was going to be a really good idea. It's kind of like that old saying in court, a lawyer never asks a question they don't know the answer to. Well, they should have had some inkling as how this was going to play out there, not only across our nation, but across the world, in terms of how the perceptions go. This isn't Joe Biden's forte. It just really isn't.
Yeah. And he looked like he was an amateur. Fumbling around, not being able to get the mic turned on and all that stuff, and waving at Putin. I mean, he looked like an amateur. I'm sorry.
Well, I think you're right. And I think that, unfortunately, what this points up, Captain, is that the world is still a very, very dangerous place. It's unpredictable. There are people in the world who want things, and they're willing to do anything to get them. And they're not simply going to say, oh, yeah, kindly Uncle Joe, he's the president over there. I don't really want to rock the boat too much. If anything, they think, now's the time to rock the boat.
Now, do you remember when the National School Boards Association accused the parents of as being domestic terrorists? Remember that?
Right. Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, now the National School Boards Association is facing a critical loss of federal funding over the letter that was recovered likening the parents to domestic terrorists. Now they're facing losing their federal funding.
Well, very interesting.
Go a nicer bunch.
Well, exactly. This kind of rhetoric is just never productive. That those kinds of accusations is never right, it just proves that they've lost the argument already.
And Joe Bob Billy Boy Biden, how do you like that one?
Right.
Joe Bob Billy Bob Biden just had another federal judge block his vaccine mandate for federal contractors.
these are falling like dominoes, aren't they, Captain?
Mm-hmm.
This is this kind of thing. And again, this is, it's not about the vaccine. It's not a medical issue that the court is talking about. They're talking about the constitutional powers of the chief executive and the powers of government. And if we don't have, at the very least, a fair hearing on these things, somebody will come along and they will run rampant with it. That's why we have the system that we have. That's why we have judicial review of things. That's why you can have your day in court. And otherwise, it's just, well, then it's Vladimir Putin's world, isn't it?
Yeah. Who was the New Mexico senator that left the Democratic Party citing the governor's unconstitutional actions?
I believe it's a state senator.
State senator, okay.
Yes, is it Jake Candelaria, I think?
Okay, that sounds right.
Yep.
Okay, and he, is he becoming a Republican or just leaving the Democrats?
I believe he's leaving the Democrat Party at this point because they're saying that, they don't believe in the governor's unconstitutional acts, basically.
Okay, well, I wonder if he would just become an independent, which is where they all go temporarily.
That's, I believe, what's happening at this point. I'm not seeing anything that specifically talks about becoming a Republican per se. Although that may, could be in the offing. You never know. Mm-hmm. But where it starts, and this is the important thing, where it starts is, this party doesn't represent me anymore. It doesn't represent the people I represent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't represent traditional values of any kind. And it's become now colonized, and I think that's an important thing to point out. It's become colonized by the far left.
Mm-hmm. Score one for the good guys on this one. A bunch of Antifa militants, I believe it's 14 of them, were charged for physically attacking Trump supporters and accused of organizing into groups to carry out various crimes.
Well, I'm glad they're being charged because what they're doing, obviously, is completely wrong. I would think, though, that there's probably going to be some big-time Democrat who might come out and say, no, that never happened, they never did that, and if they did do that...
They have video proof.
Well, exactly. Like, we have video proof of smash and grabs, but
yeah.
People say, no, that's not happening.
Like AOC.
Right. In other words, they will never simply go, oh, man, that's really bad. I mean, they I'm glad they're getting what they deserve. They'll never really do that. They'll find some way to try to weasel all out of it.
Maybe AOC will go to a mall somewhere in New York, one of the fancy malls, and they'll do a smash and grab right in front of her.
Well,
and then they'll grab her purse in the process.
Well, would she believe it then? That's the,
yeah, my thought.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, Captain, I think that, number one, I think that some of the radical Democrat people on the party, the party elite, they actually think that this is actually ultimately a good thing because it destabilizes the country. That's what I think the squad is after and people of that ilk.
All right, folks, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition, so don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russian soldiers have amassed near its border, and experts say an invasion may be looming.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault. This is the direct consequence of Joe Biden's surrender to Vladimir Putin on Nord Stream 2.
Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany, which will carry natural gas. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide injunction preventing the U.S. government from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal contractors. The move temporarily shuts down the last remaining vaccine requirement by the Biden administration. Seven states and a trade group for contractors filed suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 6 years simply because it works for me. I was taking, for the condition that I have, Mobic and Flexerol, which was creating some problems for me. Of course, those are narcotics. I got rid of them. I went drug-free taking this Relief Factor, which has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going at the moment. Now, Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at the source, which is what it's done for me. For example, my right shoulder, my left wrist, my back, my leg, my ankle, and my foot. It just stops the pain and makes it tolerable and stops the swelling, which is important. So it works for me, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, which you can get the 3-week quick start for $19.95. by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. and you'll be in like Flynn. It'll start working within the 3 weeks, or you don't have to do anything except tell them, sorry, it didn't work. And I've not heard that from anybody since I started talking about the product in the 6 years that I've been here. I haven't heard it from anybody. So it works. And after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right. Vice President Kamala Harris hasn't improved her standing with voters, more than half of whom have a negative opinion of her and don't think she's ready to take over if President Joe Biden is forced to leave office.
Yes. Well, there's a new poll out showing that Biden's reelection poll is about 22% support.
Yeah.
Harris comes in, Captain, at least according to one, at 12%.
Yeah, half as much.
Yeah, this is cataclysmically bad for the Biden and for the Democrats, basically.
Yeah, and to be just about a year into your campaign and you've lost all that momentum and advantage that you had, and now people are looking to get rid of you and saying, what did I do? Right?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, at least in terms of the vice president, because there was always sort of an implication, I think, that Joe Biden was not necessarily going to seek a second term because of the age factor, but not just the age factor, because not all 79-year-olds, right, exhibit the same issues that Joe Biden does. But his physical well-being and so forth, it just seemed to follow that Harris was the heir apparent. But that is just not the case. She could not take control of any of the jobs, so to speak, that the president gave her to do as vice president. She didn't take control. She didn't go in there and manage something. Kind of reminds me, Captain, remember Donald Trump did The Apprentice? Well,
yeah.
One of his favorite things to say is, look, you know, you go into a bad situation, you have to figure out how to do it. And if you can't at least begin to show that you can do that, then he would say those famous words, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Now, more than half of the Americans out there have already begun their holiday shopping, but less than a quarter plan to spend more on gifts this year than they did last year. They just don't have the money, and they're trying to stockpile a little bit back because they know the gasoline, they have to go back and forth to work, and they know the gasoline is not showing any let-ups on staying high.
Well, that's right. And of course, we don't want to try to put a damper on anybody's holiday spirit, their Christmas cheer, or anything like that. But I, Captain, think that they realize that inflation is there, like you're talking about with gas prices, but with everything prices as well. And then also, when are the taxes going to kick in for your taxes for 2021? You know, people realize they are going to get hosed like you wouldn't believe. In terms of taxes and so forth, even though Joe Biden continued to tell us that somehow nobody under $400,000 of income was going to see his taxes go up, but expenses have gone up across the board, and yeah, people are going to be more timid about spending because that's what they're going to do. They're smart about that. They're not going to go out and just whoop it up because they know what's coming.
Well, I hate to be the person that puts the damper on the Christmas spirit, but here it goes. West Texas crude went up $2.56 a barrel yesterday to $72.05, and Brent crude oil went up $2.36 a barrel yesterday to $75.44. Now, the wholesale price of gasoline jumped up to $2.10. The wholesale price of diesel jumped up to $2.22 a gallon, and futures on a barrel of oil are now back to $82.
Well, that's right. And now who's going to be whooping up at about that and watching that climb? It's going to be Tehran.
Yeah.
They're happy as clams over there.
Yeah.
They're like, thank you, Joe Biden. They're probably going to send him a real nice Christmas basket.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what will be in the basket.
Right.
Maybe they'll give him a flying rug.
I don't know that, but they've got to feel like this is the best thing that's ever happened to us over here.
Well, Putin certainly feels that way.
Well, that's right. Well, he's the gift that keeps on giving. And again, you know, Captain, it's so terrible because, you know, the American president, whoever the American president is, needs to project power, strength, resolve, The American president needs to be the person that people like Putin and President Xi and the Tehran Ayatollahs or whatever the mullahs, that they are scared that, well, if we do this, that person behind the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office is going to do something really bad.
Now, your governor made the news yesterday for something a little bit strange. He apparently has put himself in a position to make himself even a lot more money and be richer. California Governor Newsom jetted off to make himself, in fact, richer, while the disturbing trend of violent crimes engulfs the state.
Well, yeah, crime continues to be on the rise. In fact, Captain, the Los Angeles Police Department has warned people to, and I'm just paraphrasing here basically, to, you know, don't look like, you know, don't have expensive jewelry on and so forth. It's getting to that point because of not only the smash and grabs, which could happen anywhere because they have happened anywhere, but it's the follow home robberies in the Southern California area. Was it just a few days ago? There was an actual holiday party that was targeted, and people went in and they robbed the people there at the party, and the list just goes on.
Now, we talked about the federal judge that blocked Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors, but in the meantime, the looming COVID clash that's coming between the House and Senate Republicans and Joe Biden is on the horizon, as the White House has vowed a Biden veto of the GOP bid to thwart the divisive vaccination mandate on everybody else.
Well, it's going to get harder and harder to sell it to the public. There are going to be some people, I mean, if you see some of the people on the street interviews regarding de Blasio's vaccine mandate, some people are, yeah, everybody's got to get vaccinated and just go do it, and under the auspices that the government just told you to go do it, whereas other people are saying, well, no, but wait a minute, do we got to see what's going on here, or that should be a choice. But yes, you're going to find more and more of this division, especially between the branches of government there. But Biden wants to continue this whole thing because he thinks, again, that's the winning strategy. But it's not. It's just totally not.
Now, China came out and condemned the United States for their diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics. The teams are going, but the diplomats aren't going.
Well, this is kind of a weird thing. First and foremost, the athletes that train for the Olympics, I mean, they are put in a very, very difficult position. There's no doubt about that, especially when there have been times when there has been boycotts of the Olympics. And it's unfortunate that the politics affects them and their personal, being the best athletes they can be and representing us. But it is kind of a weird thing. We're going to have our people there, but we're not going to have our officials there to really back them up in that sense. It's a very weird situation.
Well, it is, but it's not the first time it's been done.
No, it's not, but it's at the same time, is it going to make President Xi do something different about the Uyghurs? I'm not sure yet. Maybe it has to be more, basically.
All righty, hold that thought, folks, and Kyle Warren and I will be right back with the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we're going to go way back in the archives. Wait till you hear what I got coming up.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a bad beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you try to play it too darn fast. I lose the beauty of the melody.
I know something, Kyle. That came from 1964, the Beatles' edition of rock and roll music. And, of course, where'd that come from to begin with?
Well, Chuck Berry wrote the song, I know.
Yep.
And you know, Captain, that what we're hearing there, of course, John Lennon sang the vocals there.
Yep.
And he had been working in the studio for almost 8 hours. That was the last thing he did that day.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it in his voice, but it was absolute magic. That was John Lennon.
Yep, absolutely. And the boys, John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Paul were just strumming away.
That's right. And great piano work, by the way, there from George Martin, their producer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, now we're going to get started here. And we've got down here in my area, Florida, we've got some really serious fog again tonight. But I'm going to read this. Heavy accumulating snow is likely today in the Cascades and Sierra Nevadas. Meanwhile, we've got more cold weather and light snow expected from the Ohio Valley into the Northeast, and a widespread and significant winter storm is expected to move into the Central Rockies and High Plains Thursday into Friday, so go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight, of course, we're tracking several winter storm warnings and watches throughout the western United States. We have a winter storm warning outside of Seattle. This is going to be east of Seattle, especially as you're coming along I-90 into Seattle. You want to be careful of that. It's going to go all the way up to the Canadian border and down into the middle part of the state where it becomes a winter weather advisory. This is going to be north of Portland, and all this is happening pretty much to the east of Seattle and Portland, and also a freezing fog advisory, by the way, southern Oregon. This is going to be in the Klamath Falls area, so you want to be aware of that. Dense fog near Mount Shasta, up near Eureka. You want to be careful of that. And then winter weather advisories, Captain, covering lots of northern California and the east, mostly Susanville, Portola, as you come down Highway 395, Reno, Nevada, I-80, all the way out towards Lovelock. You want to be concerned about the winter weather advisory that's going on there. And that's going to extend down through Mammoth Lakes and down almost to Ridgecrest, California. Yeah, the place where they have a lot of those earthquakes. And also, we've got winter storm watches coming up. Interstate 15, starting in the south of Utah, St. George, all the way up through Logan. And this is going to extend over most of the state of Utah right now. And that's going to go on over into Colorado, I-70. So certainly if you're coming along through there, through Grand Junction, Glenwood Springs, Eagle, you're going to be encountering that. And that's going to extend all the way south down towards Durango. High wind warnings in Cheyenne. You've got that going on, plus a winter storm watch in that area, Captain.
Well, we've got snow tonight along I-80 coming out of Wyoming, going all the way to Omaha. That's a light dusting of snow that could change during the day. We've also got snow coming up I-76 out of Colorado to I-80. And then moving over into the northern Great Lakes, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan. We've got some lake effect snow that's kicking up there in the northern part of Wisconsin. Also on the west side of Michigan, on the lower portion of Michigan, from about Traverse City all the way down towards, almost to the border with Indiana. And then lake effect snow tonight, up north of Watertown and across the Tug Hill Plateau, again, upstate New York, it's snowing again there, all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge. Coming down the East Coast, we have some unsettled conditions along the coastline there. We also have quite a bit of wind, looks like, in the Appalachian area. And then, here we go, Florida. Zero visibility fog again across portions of Florida. If you're over on the east coast of Florida and you're traveling I-95 up to Brunswick, Georgia, you're going to be in fog all the way from Fort Pierce all the way up to Brunswick, Georgia. Nothing you can do about it. You're going to be in it. You just have to slow down because, again, this morning on the bridge, whatever my low-beam headlights I had on, because you can't put on high-beam headlights, Kyle, and see anything. You know that, right?
That's right.
But some people will try to do that, and you can't see any more with the high beams. You can see more with the low beams, and that was all you could see this morning on the Howard Franklin Bridge over Tampa Bay coming out of St. Pete. Yeah. So that's what I had there. Looks like I'm going to have it again. There's a lot of offshore fog from Fort Myers all the way up into the Big Bend area right there that's going to stay along the coastline tonight and possibly move inland. And then, of course, U.S. 27 coming from Clewiston on up to Orlando and north of Orlando, I-4 through Orlando over to the East Coast, dense fog advisory, and then all the way up to the Georgia state line, but certainly up to I-10, Lake City. You're going to be in it again all the way west on I-10 to New Orleans and beyond. So you're going to have fog that far. It's also going to be on I-12 in Louisiana, and coming out of Mobile on I-65, you're going to have it for about 50 miles going north. You're going to have it on 55 coming out of New Orleans for, again, about 50 miles, and you're going to have it coming up the bottom end of 59. You're going to pick it up, and it's going to be with you for about 25 or 30 miles. The fog is spreading, and, again, just be careful. Allow yourself plenty of time and distance because you can't see any further than the vehicle that's in front of you. Doesn't matter what you're driving. And these guys that come barreling by doing 75, 80 miles an hour, you're just asking to wipe out everybody in front of you.
Well, that's right. It's not worth it.
No.
You know, it's not worth it. So just slow down, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm sure, as I speak, somebody is doing just that, becoming a hazard to themselves and everyone around them.
Well, right. And because, you know, your eyes can deceive you. All of your perspective changes in the fog.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And I have, I used to call them night driving glasses, but I have glasses with an amber tint to them,
mm-hmm.
and I'd wear them at night in the fog or the snow, and I could actually see a little better.
Oh, really? Very interesting.
Yep. But you can only see as far as the headlights go. Do not drive in fog with your high beam lights on. Sam the Paperman is out there tonight. Be careful because he doesn't want to get run over by anybody either.
That's right.
Yep. All right, Kyle, you hang on, folks. We're coming back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll let Kyle take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.